It is 89.9 The Light You Would Joy, and I'm joined by Renee Geruso, who is a leadership and communication expert. She's a highly sought after person who leads teams, and she's been working with leaders for over 22 years. On top of that, she's released a few books. And best of all, Renee, you are a Melbourne local.
I sure am, and I don't live too far from your amazing station.
Well, you've done so many amazing things globally, and you've written a recent book. It's called The Gift Mindset. Now, you have published a couple of other books prior to this. What makes this one different?
Yeah, this book, the other books were targeted really at leaders and business owners. This book, we've attracted a mass market. So we've got leaders, business owners, mums and dads, kids, students, and the gift mindset, which, you know, is all about being open to unwrap the lesson or the gift in challenging and positive experiences, applies to everybody. Mm. So it's a, yeah, Joy, it's a big book, and it's a book that's got a message that I'm really passionate about, you know, creating a movement around and getting people to see the gift in everything to progress themselves and others forward.
Yes, because you can hear people say that to you, focus on the silver lining or see the good in it, and that can come from a really good place, but how do you practically unpack
that? Right.
How do you do it? And it's wonderful that you've released a book that really breaks it down, and you know, hearing a lot of reviews on personal anecdotes and stories and tools. But with today being Valentine's Day, I thought I'd ask you around the mindset heading into this, because we've come off the back of a really challenging season, and I don't think any relationship has remained the same. Some have come closer together, some have gone ups and downs, some of them have fallen away completely. And heading into Valentine's Day today, it can be a challenging place for some people right now, even listening to this. What's your encouragement or thought around someone who's just feeling a little bit all over the place about it?
Yeah, and I think it's a there's an unusual word for it. It's called being discombobulated.
Yeah, I like that word.
It's a bit confusing, and you're spot on. I mean, the last few years, I think, tested relationships, friendships, whatever you want to call them, and I think there's a lot of what we call unspoken breakups, where people haven't fallen out with a friend, but it's a different people have shown up at different times, especially when going through what we've all been through. So my take on that is really to take a step back and say, what relationships or friendships have become more, and what have I gained from that? What's the gift in that? And on the flip side, and I can vouch for this, I haven't lost any friends, but there's some friends I'm not as close to. What was in that? What have I learned? And is that okay? And, you know, the gift mindset still comes back to just taking some time, which I encourage everyone listening to do, just to create some awareness and self-reflection around where are my relationships at the moment? And it could be, you know, you're married, your boyfriend, or it could be friendships. And then you go into acceptance. What do I need to accept to move forward to make this relationship great? Or do I let it go? Is it just, you know, I say everything happens for a lesson. Mm. And then spend your time and energy with those you want to connect with. Valentine's Day for me, I know it's very American and everything, but it's all about connection. I have a girlfriend. I'm married to Brett, but I have a really close friend that we still send each other a Valentine's card in the mail, and we have since we're 15. So it's something different for everyone, but I think today is such a good day to reach out to someone, connect with that person maybe you haven't spoken to. You know, a lot of the time we think something's wrong, and you connect, and people are just busy or going through their own stuff.
I love that. I love how you've just in that unpacked an opportunity to, instead of looking at this day as something you just want to fast forward, but using it as an opportunity to connect, which I believe is one of the 12 keys in your book.
Spot on. Yeah, the gift of connection, and connect to yourself. You know, I know a lot of friends that are single that just go and do something indulgent for themselves on Valentine's Day and get a massage. And, you know, we can't connect, and what I say, be illuminated around other people unless we're connecting to ourselves and sparkling within. So connect to you, know who you are, what do you want to do, where are you at, what do you value, and really just take that time for you as well.
Oh, Renee, I love this key, and I wish we had more time to unpack all 12 of them, and I'd love to have you back on the show. Renee Geruso, if someone wants to get in touch with you or get a hold of this book, where's the best place to go?
Yeah, so Gift Mindset's available at all good bookstores around Australia and also on Amazon. And also, we've got two websites that you can come through to, ReneeGeruso.com and GiftMindset.com, where there's lots of free posters and resources all around the Gift Mindset.
Oh, love a good freebie.
Yeah, and we've also Joy got our Limitless Leaders podcast. So that's
so
on Apple
goodies.
And Spotify.
Wonderful,
so
Renee.
Lots of resources there.
Oh, well, thank you so much. And it's been so good to have you on the show, and happy Valentine's Day.
You too. Take care, and thanks for having me.